Speaking this morning with Catherine Williams, the Director of Community Resource Center, and Susan Taylor, Events Planner for the Banff YWCA. How are you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Good. So, Susan, I'll start with you because you've been involved with this in the past. The Banff Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event is back for its third year. This has been very successful the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great success. We've been doing a great job of raising awareness for our programs and had great success in having a lot of community members come out and participate in walking in our event. It's definitely growing in popularity, and people are starting to recognize what the event is now that it's our third year.
And what's the fundraising goal this year?
Our fundraising goal this year is $45,000. It's a little higher than last year, so we're hoping we can reach it.
Catherine, basically, what is this event all about?
This event, Rob, is to raise support and awareness around domestic violence in our community, and specifically men showing support to help stop domestic violence in our community.
In high-heeled shoes.
Very high heels. It's quite entertaining.
So these are big high-heeled shoes, right? They're rather painful, I have to admit.
Well, it's a little painful. That's the way it goes. Most of them are about 3-inch heels, but this year, just to add a little bit to the challenge, we have quite a bit of new shoes that are 4-inch heels.
Well, the past couple of years, I've actually seen people that come all dressed up for this, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where does the money go again?
So the money goes to our Community Resource Center here and the programs that we run here, which assist women and families experiencing family violence. We do have a wide spectrum of services here, which includes supportive crisis counseling, group programs, healthy relationship programs. We do run girls' circles and boys' council programs in the schools and facilitated access to our women's shelter.
When is the event happening this year?
Friday, September 16th. Starts about noon, and it'll be at the Banff Park Museum, National Historic Site of Canada, right by Central Park.
And the guys will be walking down Banff Avenue again?
Yeah, one block of Banff Avenue.
A couple of new things this year, including a little after party, is that correct?
That's right, that is new this year. The Rose and Crown has offered to have a post-event party at about 2:30 after the event.
There's going to be a barbecue as well?
There will be a barbecue, which is also free for walkers and volunteers.
And how can people sign up for this?
They can go to banffwalkamile.ca and register, and they can also register as a team if they like.
You can also go to facebook.com/walkamilebanff if you want more information about that. I understand you're trying to foster a bit of competition this year?
Oh, yes, definitely. We are wanting organizations to rival other organizations to help raise funds. And we also have prizes for, first to third for team and individual.
In addition to walkers and pledgers, you're also looking for some additional help?
Yeah, we're looking for organizations who would like to make donations for the prizes that we have. That's something that we're still trying to collect. So any organizations that would like to help out that way would be great help for us.
And how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 760-3201 or email sue@ywcabanff.ab.ca.
And the Banff Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event is coming up on September the 16th at banffwalkamile.ca to register and start collecting pledges for the Banff YWCA. Susan and Catherine, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.